babies was marketed under the name Quietness. Google was originally named Backrub. In 1999, the U.S. government paid the Zapruder family $16 million for the film of JFK's assassination. I would accept half that amount for letting them film my assassination. Then I could cruise and travel for life. The most shoplifted food item in the U.S. is candy. Darn, I've been paying for it all this time. Some cats are allergic to humans. President Nixon was speaking at Disney World when he famously declared, "I am not a crook." Alaska is so big you could fit 75 New Jerseys in it. In the 1980s, Pablo Escobar's Medellin cartel was spending $2,500 a month on rubber bands just to hold all their cash. I can't afford rubber bands. M&M's actually stands for Mars and Murray's, the last names of the candy's founders. In the 1970s, Mattel sold a doll called Growing Up Skipper. Her breast grew when her arm was turned. I'm glad they did not do that for Ken. Reno is farther west than Los Angeles. My brother Ron said, "No way." We bet, then looked it up. I won. Bryant was once asked to contribute $10 to help pay for a sports writer's funeral. According to the legend, he said, "Here's a 20, bury two." J used to be slang for foolish person, so when a pedestrian ignored street signs, he was referred to as a jaywalker. The string on boxes of animal crackers was originally placed there so the container could be hung from a Christmas tree. Alaska is the only state that can be typed on one row of keys. The only number whose letters are in alphabetical order is 40, F-O-R-T-Y. Male students at Brigham Young University need a doctor's note to grow a beard. In 1991, Wayne Allwine, the voice of Mickey Mouse, married Russie Taylor, the voice of Minnie. They say that their honeymoon was as quiet as a mouse. Norwegian skier Odd Bjørn Hjelmeset on why he didn't win the gold at the 2010 Olympics. "I think I've seen too much porn in the last 14 days." When asked why he chose the name Piggly Wiggly, founder Clarence Saunders said, "So people will ask that very question." A sequel called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian was written but never produced. At the 2010 Grammy Awards, Taylor Swift won more Grammys, 4, than Elvis did his entire career, 3. When Coca-Cola announced the return of Coke's original formula in 1985, ABC News interrupted General Hospital to break the story. The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel is 666. The devil made me do it. Only one McDonald's in the world has turquoise arches. Government officials in Sedona, Arizona, thought the yellow would look bad with the natural red rock of the city. Brenda Lee was only 13 when she recorded "Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree." Now that rocks. QR codes have been popping up in cemeteries. When you scan a code on a gravestone, you can read an obituary and see photos of the deceased. Imagine if you scanned a grave and your picture showed up. In Peanuts, in 1968, Snoopy trained to become a champion arm wrestler. In the end, he was disqualified for not having thumbs. He tried to tell the official that his mom always told him he was all thumbs, but that didn't work. About 1 in every 4 million lobsters is born with a rare genetic defect that turns it blue. For $45, the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing will sell you a 5-pound bag with $10,000 worth of shredded U.S. currency. Is there anyone out there good at putting puzzles back together? At an NOAA conference in 1972, Roxy Bolton proposed naming hurricanes after senators instead of women. She also preferred himicanes. I get it, because I think a woman plastic model should be called a womican, not a mannequin. According to the National Retail Federation, Americans spent $310 million on pet costumes last Halloween. Man, those pets must have a first-class dressing room with maids and butlers. During a 2004 episode of Sesame Street, Cookie Monster said that